Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you like on a Honda you love. I'm Winston Harris, and here's what's happening. Authorities are looking for a pair of men who abducted two brothers over the weekend in Northeast Philadelphia and took them on a ride, robbing and assaulting them. KYW's Crime and Justice reporter Christian Johansson has more.
Police say a man coming home with his family early Saturday morning around 1 was ambushed by two armed men who seemed to be lying in wait in front of his home on Princeton Avenue off Busselton. Deputy Police Commissioner Frank Venor says they zip-tied the victim, put him in his own car, a black Jeep Wagoneer, and drove off.
They go to the brother's house after some back and forth with a phone and take his brother from his residence, which is located a short distance away on Comley.
He says then for about 45 minutes, the suspects drove around the city into South Philly and up Columbus Boulevard, pistol whipping the men, demanding they call people for cash.
It's obvious they were targeting them for a reason. They believed there was some type of cash.
Eventually, Venor says they parked the car near Frankfort and Castor Avenues and took off, leaving the men injured and zip-tied in the car.
We have detectives out now in all these areas where we know they were, looking for more video.
Anyone with information is asked to call the tip line at 215-686-TIPS. Philadelphia authorities have identified the man who died after shooting himself during an hours-long standoff with police in the Logan neighborhood last month. It was around 8:45 on the night of September 21st when police say 54-year-old James Harris shot at 36-year-old officer Rafael Abreu Santana and his partner when they arrived at a home on North 10th Street near Lindsay Avenue. Santana fired back and called for help, leading to a police barricade. Harris was eventually found dead on the second floor from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound several hours later. A woman who jumped out a window was also treated for a gunshot wound. Police say she was shot by Harris. Neither officer was hurt. The Skipack Township official and daycare owner who was arrested last month, accused of soliciting a 14-year-old boy online, is facing dozens of new charges in Montgomery County, where he's accused of sexually assaulting a boy for nearly a decade. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Barber reports.
38-year-old Nicholas Fountain is charged with 57 counts, including first-degree felony involuntary deviant sexual intercourse with someone younger than 16. Charging documents say his Pennsylvania State Police were serving warrants related to Fountain's arrest last month on allegations he solicited a 14-year-old boy online. The accuser came forward, saying Fountain had sexually abused him starting in 2016 when that accuser was 9 years old and continuing until he was 16 in 2023. Fountain remains in custody without bail, a judge determining there are no bail conditions that would allow Fountain's release and ensure community safety. Fountain is on the Skipack Township Board of Supervisors and is co-owner of two daycare centers, Magnolia and Richmond Center in Skipack and Magnolia Children's Academy in Gilbertsville. He was arrested on September 25th, accused of sending illicit messages to who he thought was a 14-year-old boy, but was actually a detective in Hartford County, Maryland.
Fountain has waived extradition to Maryland, but prosecutors say charges in Pennsylvania must be handled first. Police in South Jersey have announced the arrest of a 21-year-old from Camden for allegedly stealing a car in Washington Township. Three max suspects were seen on surveillance video on May 9th, smashing the window of a Dodge Charger Hellcat in the Sherry Lake neighborhood, then using a device to create a new key fob on the spot. The vehicle is valued at more than $100,000. Washington Township police say Carlos Villarini was arrested and charged for his alleged role in the theft. Police did not say if the other two suspects are still being sought. Villarini is being held at the Camden County Jail. New Jersey state senators attended a hearing to learn more about how tourism contributes to the state's economy. Details from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
A state-commissioned analysis broke down the benefits of tourism in the state.
From the mountains to the cities to the shore, highlighting the importance and diversity of tourism in the tourism industry across the state.
Tarek Khan is a senior economist at Tourism Economics, which has done similar studies for more than a dozen states. He says their report found the Garden State welcomed more than 124 million visitors last year, with more than $400 spent per person on average.
In some context here, without tourism, each household in New Jersey would need to be taxed an additional $1,500 to replace the visitor-generated taxes received.
Atlantic and Cape May counties are the most reliant on tourism, no surprise there. Senators also heard about the importance of growing agricultural-based tourism, like wineries and pumpkin patches.
This discussion was part of a non-voting hearing ahead of legislative meetings this fall in Trenton, where bills related to tourism are being considered. That's the old local line, Mitch and Harris. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HRV.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.